chat. Live healthy, live whole, live it in destiny. Loving you, Dr. Gina. Mind, body, and soul. Talk about what's on your heart. Be free, encouraging creatively. She does it all. Loving Dr. Gina. Dr. Gina's radio chat. Well, hello and good morning. Happy Wednesday to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I'm so super glad to be with you, especially because we're all, I call it an incubator. We're all quarantined in this incubator. And so it's so nice to connect with you. I'm watching through all social media and seeing how everybody's connecting with one another on the radio, internet radios, and the radio is connecting through Zoom, and Zoom is connecting and blah, 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 blah. And so much stuff is happening. And I'm so excited about everything that's going on right now. I'm so thrilled that God is moving in the midst of it all. And I'm just so excited to be here with you. Welcome again to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. And I appreciate you guys tuning in, helping to make this radio talk show, internet radio talk show, number one around the world. You guys, it just amazes me each and every time. I want to talk about weather today because some people, the ban has been lifted. So we're going to talk about some of these places and tell what the weather is in those areas. Jacksonville, Florida, you are partly cloudy right now, 73 degrees. Your high is going to be 77. And your low tomorrow waking up is going to be 69 degrees. Let's see. Atlanta, Georgia, you're 63 degrees right now, partly cloudy. Your high is going to be 72 degrees. You're waking up tomorrow to 55 degrees. And you got some thunderstorms coming. Augusta, Georgia, you're sunny, 68 degrees. And your high today is going to be 75. Partly cloudy. Got some clouds coming because you got showers coming tomorrow, 62 degrees. Columbia, South Carolina, 66 degrees right now, sunny. Your high is going to be 73 degrees today. Let's see, Miami, you're 82 degrees, partly cloudy. Your high today is going to be 84. All right. And the rest of us is pretty much in shutdown. Hawaii, I want to just send a shout out to you. 54 degrees right now, partly cloudy. Your high today is going to be 70 degrees. You got showers coming, so be ready for that. Let's see. I think we got that covered right now. I want to just really want to send out a prayer to all of those in those areas, Georgia and the southern areas, South Carolina, all parts of Florida where the beaches are opening and everything. I want you guys to use wisdom. I am really, really praying that you would just, you know, do everything that you would do in this unnormal circumstance, like whatever you've been instructed to do. Wear your mask, your gloves, wash your hands, do your, you know, distancing and social distancing and things like that is very, very extremely important. And I want you guys to understand that this is a chance being taken out on your life. So just look at it like that. You know, yes, things are open and you might have wanted your business open. And we're going to talk further about that as we get more into the show. But I just want you to use wisdom. Okay, use wisdom. Okay, keep your prayers up. You know, every time I communicate with somebody, I say, you know, stay prayed up and stay healthy, okay? So listen, we're going to take a short break, and then we're going to, from our sponsor, and then I'm going to do ministerial moment, and then we're going to have my special guest today, Ray Solom. He's going to join us today, and we're going to talk about inventions and what you could do during COVID-19 and what God is saying, et cetera, et cetera. You know how we do. Then my girl, Gina G, is going to be joining us, and then my favorite friend, my favorite doctor, Dr. Rodica Milos is going to be joining us, and we're going to be talking about COVID-19 and what she's experienced in her practice and things like that, and what she thinks and what's political, what's true, what's not, and things like that. We're going to talk about that in our brand new book that she has out. We're going to definitely talk about that. All right, we'll be right back after this sponsor's report. You know Zion as a physical place of Israel, but did you know that it's also a spiritual reality in you? Bestseller author John Eckhart has strategies for you to embrace your identity as Zion. or the place where God dwells. In his book, I Am Zion, Eckhart invites you to apply the characteristics and blessings in Isaiah 60. Learn how to reach a level of faith that releases blessings, healing, deliverance, promotion, and increase. If you don't understand the benefits that are available to you, you won't seek after them. Harness the reality that you are the dwelling place of God and experience the amazing blessings that are waiting for you. Check out I Am Zion by John Eckhart, available online and where fine books are sold. All righty. Well, listen, my ministerial moment today is this. Okay, so we've been quarantine. Again, I call it the incubator. It's how you look at things. It's your perception of things. You know, this is a time where a lot of things are being revealed. If you really are paying attention to what the Spirit of God is saying and how he's moving, this is a very, very good time for you to kind of seek him for where you are, your position in life, your thoughts, the plans that you had, things like that. Do they line up with God? You know, how's your relationship? Are you eager, quickly irritated? Are you frustrated easily? What is the root of that? Things like that. This is a time that I can just tell that I have taken to spend more time with God. And no, it's not easy all the time because your mind gets to thinking. You kind of like, you know, you're in your home, and even though the windows are open and you can go and step out on your porch and your balcony and things like that, you can go to the grocery store if you need to, go to the pharmacy or whatever with your mask and your, you know, your gloves and things like that. It's the quiet moments. I think the quiet time is when we're not doing anything, we're not obligated at this time. You know, when we're at home, we don't know what to do with ourselves. We're used to moving and moving and moving and doing this and different responsibilities and people pulling on us and schedules and things like that and routines. And so I think in this, when I call it the quiet time, is because I feel like God has brought us into this quiet space where the noise has been silenced. And I think a lot of times if you are dealing with frustration, it's because of a slight fear of the unknown, the uncertain. You're not certain what after this is going to be. You know that weeks and weeks are going by, days are going by, months are going by. Some of you might be still waiting on your stimulus check. Some of you may be still waiting on unemployment. Some of you might have applied for food assistance or trying to get some kind of financial help with your small business, or try to get help with your mortgage, or get help with your rent, and how you're going to pay your phone bill, how you're going to pay your car note. And a lot of this, you wouldn't be human if none of these things that you are so accustomed to daily taking care of. You have it on your calendar. You know it by memory. You know what's due. You talk to your bill collectors regularly. You're flipping, you're flopping. And I'm talking to all range of people in this point in time. My thing is that I know that it is difficult, and I know that it's challenging. I know that it's unique and it's different and it's unheard of. We have never been in this situation before, but I know one thing's for sure. God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, and he is forever still in control. And I just urge you to just cry out and ask him for his presence to saturate your home, saturate your mind, saturate your heart, and remember that the love of God cast out all fears, and that he did not give us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. And even this is under by his stripes we are healed and made whole. Even this pandemic is under one of the stripes on Jesus's back. Even this is under, even the lack, even the not knowing is one or two or three of the stripes that's on Jesus' back. So I want you to remember that he is never going to leave you, never going to forsake you. And this is going to pass, and you're going to rise up from the ashes. You're going to rise up with resurrection power. And I want you to know that he shall supply all of your need according to his riches and glory. You are not going to be left behind. You're not going to be thrown out in the streets. You are not going to be abandoned. You are not going to be deserted. You are not going to be desolate. You are not going to be crippled. You are not going to be struggling. You are not going to be without. God is going to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that he can ever, you can ever ask or think. Just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. He did it for the Israelites. He'll do it for you. He did it for David. He'll do it for you. He did it for Joseph. He'll do it for you. He did it for Elijah. He'll do it for you. He did it for Shadrach and Abednego. He'll do it for you. He did it for Peter. He'll do it for you. He did it for Paul. He'll do it for you. He did it for the 12. He'll do it for you. He did it for the 70. He'll do it for you. He'll do it for the multitude. He'll do it for you. He will do it for you. He did it for Daniel. He'll do it for you. He will do it. He's going to do it. He's done it. It's already done. You have to believe. You have to trust. This is a time to trust. Trust, trust, trust on his word. Stand on his word. Believe on his word. Decree it on his word. Faith it out. Walk it by faith and not by sight, his word. Believe that his word shall not return to him void. This is a season better than anything that I know. I know there's casualties. I know that people lost, you know, when I say casualties, people lost their lives. I know people are suffering. People are hurting. People are sad. People are going through. I get it. I know this. But guess what? It's the same in any war, any battle biblically that has happened. We have to still know that God is in control. We have compassion. We have empathy, but we are warriors. We are of this world, but not, we are in this world, but not of this world. We are visitors. We are supposed to be kingdom minded. If you don't understand and you're asking God why, ask him why. Sit there, meditate, let him minister to you. Let him show it to you in scripture. Let him teach you. Let him guide you. Let him take you higher. Let him expand your understanding. May he increase you. Somebody might get a book out of this. Somebody might get a ministry out of this. Somebody might get an invention out of this. Somebody might get a business idea out of this. Somebody might get something out of this moment what God is doing, because it's not just about what you see. What you've seen was already in the spiritual realm. It's just manifesting. It's not new to God. It wasn't something that he didn't know about. He knew you was going to feel the way you felt. He knew you wasn't going to understand. And guess what? He still loves you. And none of that matters, because what he's doing now is drawing you closer to him. This is a time to stand up. It's not about your mama. It's not about the CNN. It's not about NCBNC or Fox Network or what the president say or what Dr. Fuji say or Dr. Barber. It ain't about none of them. It's about, what did God say? What is God saying? What is God saying? The more you look at that social media, the more you're going to feel like, oh, I'm not doing nothing. Oh, I should be doing this. And why can't I do this? Why can't I start a television show? Why can't I start a podcast? Why can't I get on Zoom? What am I supposed to be doing something? Am I supposed to be telling jokes? Am I supposed to be Teddy Roddy and Babyface and singing and dancing? Am I supposed to be doing something? You better go to God. This is what you need to do, because a lot of things that's done behind the scenes is incubating. Come on, somebody. It's brewing, it's maturing, it's developing behind the scenes. And then when you come out, you'll be a fresh anointing, a fresh wind. You know, it's not about being seen all the time. This might be their time. This might not be your time. And that's okay, because everybody has a time. It's a season for everything. We need your season. We need your season. We need your gift. We need your talent. But we need your talent to be mature. We need you to be strong, that when you come out and you got visibility, your character is strong. You won't waver when the haters come. You won't fall down and want to die like Elijah when Jezebel came after him and he wanted to die. You're not gonna want to go to death. You're gonna know who you are. You're gonna be confident in it, and you're gonna know that even they disliked and beat up and tormented and killed and murdered our Yeshua, our Jesus, our Messiah. But yet he was still famous. His name was great. And every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he is our Lord and Savior, that by his stripes we are healed and made whole, and that he rose up on the third day and he lives in us by the Holy Spirit. So I just want you to remember that we are to exemplify the kingdom. And a lot of us don't understand that. We are kingdom. And the language that I'm speaking is kingdom language. And those that have an ear to hear, hear what the Spirit of God is saying. And I just pray for your strength. I'm praying supernatural strength and supernatural faith, and that you receive all the abundance of God's love, because I love you. I love you so much. I want to shake the kingdom in you. And slap the world out of you, because I don't want you to be, I don't want you to feel that you are nothing dealing with what the world is saying. You are somebody. You are a royal priesthood. You are great. You are awesome. You are a world changer. You are a victor. You are an overcomer. This is who you are. So what comes with that? Responsibility for the kingdom. What were you created to do? Something for the kingdom, your purpose. May the conviction of the Lord drive you to hunger and thirst for what you were created to do, and to be a vessel fit for the master's use, to do what is pleasing in his sight, that he will say, well done, my good and faithful servant. All right. All right. I know I got your attention. Now let's go, because I need your gift. I'm waiting on it. I don't even know what piece you are. I need the piece. I don't have the whole piece. I just got some of the piece, and some of the piece I got about me, I don't even know the full picture. So I know I need your prophetic gift. I need your prophetic discernment. I need your prophetic word of knowledge. I need your prophetic anointing that destroys yokes. I need that gift that cast out demons and heal the sick. I need that invention that's going to help us make life easier so we can spread the gospel all over the place. I need that, and so does everybody else. All right? All right. Be blessed. We're getting ready to come up with Ray next after this commercial break. We'll be right back.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey. Hello, everybody. I am Real Talk Kim. And now we are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. All right, we got Ray joining us. He's an inventor. Well, I got to tell you, because this guy here, bless my soul. I have been working with him doing kingdom stuff on his show, and he's actually live right now on Facebook. But Ray Solomon was born in Ammon, Jordan, and moved to Southern California when he was 12 years old. He fell in love with business building and human behaviors. Therefore, he completed a master's degree in psychology as a former social worker. He loved to make the world a better place for his daughter and the next generation. You have seen him on Elevator Pitch. Oh my God, I saw a clip of that. He was awesome, incredible. Elevator Pitch, you guys, you got to check it out. All right, and he is the CEO at Authenticate Pro. All right, welcome, Ray. How are you?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Dr. Gina, you're bringing fire this morning. I don't even need to drink coffee.
I don't drink coffee, but I'm telling you, God is moving, y'all. I'm telling you, I just feel, I was in prayer this morning and just, you know, just very excited about what God is doing. And just, that's my source to get through this thing right here. That's it. I mean, that's the best way.
Oh, believe me, Dr. Gina, I think a lot of people told you probably you don't need coffee.
So tell us about you. You are a business owner, one, but you first were It was probably your invention that first got you on the television show Elevator Pitch. So can we talk about you as an inventor? What made you think you could do that? That's because a lot of people, and the reason why I say it like that, because a lot of people feel like, who am I to think that I can do something like that? They don't think outside of the box. They don't challenge themselves. And it's not because they choose to do that. It's just maybe their upbringing, maybe it was something traumatic that made them feel less than, themselves. You know what I'm saying? And that they would be able to do something like that, be creative and come up with something like that. What was the moment that you had discovered that gift in you?
Well, Dr. Gina, I'm sure you already know this. What a person will do and can do are two different things. We can do anything, but will we do it? It's a different story. And when I was a social worker, I invented Authenticate Pro. I will tell you a little bit more about it. While I was a social worker, I was selling on eBay, and I noticed counterfeit merchandise are getting worse and worse every single year. Let's say you want to buy a Louis Vuitton bag, but nobody wants to pay retail. So you look for deals. You go on eBay, Poshmark, or anywhere else, and you finally find it. You finally find a $4,000 bag on sale on eBay for $500. What's the first thing that comes to your mind? It can't be real. There's no
Is it
way.
real? Exactly.
Exactly. And I was selling on eBay. I didn't think anything of it, but then it got worse every single year to a position of like customer was saying, how can I know this is authentic? I was like, what are you talking about? This is a receipt. I show you the box. Then the customer said, well, if they can make a fake item, they can make a fake receipt and a fake box and fake everything. I was like, wow, you're right. That makes sense. Then I didn't think anything of it. Then I read an article that counterfeit merchandise is a $1.7 trillion a year problem. I was like, oh, wow, it's getting bad and it's getting worse. But the moment I found out it was connected to human trafficking, as a social worker at that moment, I was like, you know what? I got to do something about it. And I dove in 4 years ago, and we've been making progress every single year. So we've been blessed.
Wow.
It's, you become an inventor from a necessity. If you see there's a problem and there's nobody's doing anything about it, believe me, and especially at this time, there's a lot of problems popping up, and there's a lot of people coming to trying to figure it out. And the most powerful thing, and when I heard you 5, 10 minutes ago, you're saying there you got to go for it, you got to adjust. Absolutely. The most powerful thing right now is flexibility. You got to be adjust, pivot. In any business, you got to learn how to pivot. We don't want to be the Toys R Us in the world. We don't want to be the businesses that go out of style because they don't know how to pivot. You got to learn how to pivot, adjust, adapt, and keep moving forward. And that's a daily thing. It's not just you got to do it once and you don't like change. You got to enjoy change. You got to enjoy growing. And if for me, I change it in my head. Change is not bad. Change, that means growing and you're building and you're getting better at it. So that's my take on it.
I love that. I love that. And you know what? It's just, for you, this would be is what I love, and I don't want to sound sexist or anything like that. And please forgive me if I do, because a lot of women buy a lot of bags, a lot of, Louis Vuittons and Prada and Gucci and all of this stuff that's coming out and been out, all of this stuff. And buying them everywhere on the internet, everywhere. I mean, anywhere, everywhere, thrift stores and stuff like that. So to be able to have for you to create something like that was really, really to me amazing. Because what and the point that I'm making about this, and please don't take this, it's not sexism. What I'm saying is that some things that God may give you might not necessarily be for you. You see what I'm saying? Necessarily. It could be something that you were like, well, where did this come from? I never needed this, or I never thought. And I'm trying to stretch people a little bit, Ray. Do you understand what I'm saying? I want people to understand that because it may be something that that you may not necessarily have a need of, and you're unaware that it's a need out there for sure. So I want you to take that little piece of his testimony, because it was definitely for him, and it was used good for him. But what if it's not used for you? What if it's not? What if I don't have a baby, but yet God gives me something that would make mothers' lives much easier? Or what if I don't golf? I don't golf, but what if God gives me an invention for a golfer? You know what I'm saying? Don't close your mind. Would you recommend that?
It's a legitimate question. But for Authenticate Pro, we have experts in 26 brands, including Nike shoes. And we're expanding to like Rolex watches. That's why our slogan is, in God we trust, everything else we authenticate. They even make fake iPhones, Dr. Gina.
You're telling me something I didn't even know. I didn't have no idea.
It's a huge problem. But come back to answer your question. It's in your heart. It's something that wakes you up in the morning and you're always constantly thinking about it. Do you believe, Dr. Gina, I would say 90% of the people working, they dislike their job. They act to the point of hating it. 90%. And there's a reason for that. They're doing something out of obligation, and they're not following their calling. The minute you find your calling, it doesn't matter if you work 100 hours a week. You're having fun. It doesn't feel like work, and you enjoy it. Like you, Dr. Gina, what if they put you somewhere in a total different field? I know you'll thrive. You'll do great, but you'll see yourself not flourishing as much as you want because you know what your calling is.
Right.
All I'm saying is there's a gift that everybody has deep inside them. Everybody has a mission. If you're not happy deep inside your heart, you'll know if this is your calling or not. Mm-hmm. Like for me, thank God, it took me like 40 years to find your calling. And it's normal. It's part of the process, trying to discover who you are. And when the minute you find it, I'm telling you, you wake up like 4 o'clock in the morning, you'll go to bed like you can't wait to finish that project. That's when you know when you're on your calling. If you're looking forward for Friday at 5 p.m. so you can take the weekends off, I'm sorry, that is not a calling, that is a job. And there's nothing wrong with having a job because we need it. But I'm just trying to tell you the difference between when you do your calling and doing a job.
I'm telling you, there is a major difference. Well, you have done an outstanding job. How many layers did it take for you to get to elevator pitch? When I say layers, I mean from the beginning to you were able to present this to elevator pitch. You know, because I want people to understand that it may not be overnight. How patient do you need to be about it? You know what I mean? How much nurturing does it take? You know, I want you to tell them the stages of this so they can understand that everything with God may be spontaneous, but then it could be times where it's just going to take a walk, and it's going to take prayer and fasting and waiting. And when that right door opens, you know, I want them to know that, you know. So can you describe that life for you and that between the beginning and between elevator pitch?
Oh, no, absolutely. The way I describe it, when somebody has a business idea or a thought or they want to build something together, and I love to invest into their idea, but the most important thing is the person driving that idea. And I tell them, an idea is worth $20. $20. It's all in the execution. I don't care what it is. If you're selling water on the corner, and if you don't think it's fun, if you don't want to put anything into it, guess what's going to happen? It's going to fizzle away. But if that's your calling, you put your heart and soul into it, and no matter what bumps and no matter what rocks hits you, you keep going. And that's where everything is. You got to keep moving forward. And people think that, oh, I thought of that idea. Oh, I should have done it. But they never see all that years of work and grind and punches in the face, punches in the stomach, getting, oh man, I'm telling you. But the thing is, this happens when you get punched in the face in business or in life. It shows you how well you're committed to this idea, because it will happen. So if you have an idea, you don't want to share it with your friends because you don't want to get their, if you think they're going to be disagreeing, then guess what? You're already lost, because there will be people that will disagree with you. Guaranteed. Yeah. It's in the bag. The question is, how committed are you to this idea? If you're committed, oh man, the possibility is endless, no matter what it is, especially if there's a demand for it. If there's a demand and you're committed, oh, and you just make it grow and you get better at it. And that is the most important thing. For me, the way I started is, well, obviously it started with just an idea. I did an MVP, most valuable product. Basically, you're testing a concept. Let's say hypothetically, some of you have an idea of selling a purple flower online that is scented. I'm getting creative here, okay? Just a random idea. So before you buy 3,000 of these so you can resell them, first of all, see if there's demand for it. You test it. You put it out there. Like, hey, listen, guys, I'm selling purple flowers that is scented for $10. And if you didn't sell any, why even go move anything forward? You got to see if there's a demand for it. But if you sold out, like, okay, I think I have something here. I already pre-sold an order. Now let me go to the next step. And the next step is fully function flower, purple flower that is scented and from a different distributor, and you're going in detail. Now you're investing more. And now you sell even more. Then you get bring in more investors. You get more time into it, more developers, and so on. So first, I encourage test your idea. Because any investor will ask you, how much money did you put into it? And how much time did you put into it?
Yeah.
If you just come up to them like, oh, I just have this idea. I did not put any money into it. I didn't ask for my family and friends for money for it. I just have this idea, and I have no business plan, no nothing, no logo, no nothing, but please give me money.
Right. And see, that's what I tell everybody. People like to see consistency. They really want to see that you believe in your product. Do you believe in what you're doing? What is your conviction? Because I have had many through the years of people just doing ministry with books and fitness DVD and the things that God has had me to do, watching me. They're watching me. They're watching me every day. They're seeing, okay, is this a phase? Is this just something she's doing now? Is this just something that's going to be here today and gone tomorrow? Because so many people start up energized and they don't get the results right away and then they quit. And so, you know, every person that I've ever interviewed that have gotten to be, got the visibility or have gotten, you know, their products sold because of the visibility and the platform that God has opened up for them, it's because it was a lot of diligence and consistency going on behind the scenes before you got to see them. It was when it was only one person that was there. It was when it was only five people that responded. It was only when it was only one conference or, you know, you had to pay. And a lot of people don't understand that you have to pay for your stuff to be seen. It's an investment in something for you. You have to pay for your website to be seen. You got to pay for, you know, the banners and the and all of that stuff. You have to pay for your blueprint to be, I mean, for your invention to be patented. You have to pay for, you know, the time that your website is going to be up and running on for Google for it to be visible. You have to pay for those things. So people want to see, what are you doing? That's why they go to your website. You know, people don't think websites matter, but they do. Because the first thing an investor want to do is go to your website. They want to know, what have you invested? If you haven't even invested in a good website, then that's going to be challenging for them. Then they're going to believe, okay, well, it's got to be numbers. It's got to be that your numbers are so outstanding that you don't even need a website. And if your numbers are not outstanding, then they're going to be like, well, what have you put into it? You know, then they're going to be looking for, you know, your billboards. Did you buy any graphics? Do you have any flyers? Did you have what about what your promotions are? What is your marketing? So I just want to help people with that. You have to. And then some people might say, hey, send me your press kit. Did you invest in a press kit? Did you put one together? Did you seek counsel about it? You know, it's just a lot. And so you definitely do.
Absolutely. It's overwhelming. Before I tell anybody, take the first step. even though you don't know where you're stepping. Just take it. Take the passion, because every step, let's say it's a misstep, okay? The biggest fearful thing that anybody could do is a misstep. But believe it or not, missteps are constantly happening. Any company. And that's part, because you take one step, like, oh, that didn't work. Let me try another step. So you find out something. And a lot of people that don't take the first step, they're afraid of making the wrong step. They're saying, oh, I'm going to waste my time. Well, I'm going to waste my energy. First of all, what would you rather do? Watch some TV, watch some social media, or invest into something that you really like? Or put your time or your energy. Are you kidding? We get unlimited energy. Do you get plugged in the end of the day? No.
Yeah.
We get unlimited energy. This is a gift. What do you want to do? And there was a storm happening when I dove in. Mm-hmm. And one of the one that really pushed me over, it's a sad story, so I'm giving you guys a warning, okay? I was a social worker at a foster family agency. And one of my colleagues, she's a county social worker.
Uh-huh.
And she's very energetic, very funny, very outgoing. Oh, she's hilarious. She's a pleasure to be around. And at that time, I think I was 36 and she was 38. And she was a county social worker. So we worked together, you know, regarding that situation. And we deal with the judge, the foster parents, and the bio parents, and so on. So that's part of our job.
Okay.
And when I call her, she always calls me back. So one day I called her, and she didn't call me back. I'm like, oh, that's weird. And I call back again the next day, and her colleague picked up. He says, Ray, I'm so sorry. She went to the hospital yesterday of a brain aneurysm, and she passed away.
Oh, Lord.
And she was 38. But the thing is, it gave me like a wake-up call. Like, am I waiting for that to happen to me? To not just go do this thing?
Right.
So with the reports regarding the human trafficking and with the eBay thing, I just did it. I just dove in, and that kind of like pushed me over, because the guarantee, there's only one thing is guaranteed in life. I know people say it's taxes and death, but no. Taxes you could avoid.
Right.
But death is guaranteed. We're all going to die. So what are you going to do in the meantime? And believe it or not, death, it could be a gift to free you to go out there and just do what you want to do.
Well, Ray, tell everybody where they can follow you, because we need to get them to go on your social media and check out your show. Tell everybody how they can get in touch with you.
No, absolutely. You go on Facebook, follow Ray Salem, or you go to AuthenticatePro.com. AuthenticatePro.com. That's my company that I'm building. Or you can follow me on social media. Usually Facebook. I'm pretty heavy on there. Ray.
All right, Ray Solomon. Thank you so much for joining me on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I appreciate you, friend.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me. It was fun.
Oh, you are so welcome. Say hi to all of your listeners, your viewers on Facebook. Hi, Facebook people. Thanks for tuning in.
Dr. Gina, have a blessed day.
You too, my friend. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to go right into it. My girl, Gina G with the Trinity. I say, Gina G with the Trinity. I say, what you say? She got the Trinity. I say, what you say? She got the Trinity. Gina G for you and me. Gina G right here now. I got to get something in that way.
That's not your passion. Singing this theme song, I hope it is not your passion, honey. We need a little bit more work, but you know, I love it, sister.
I love it.
We're going to get right to the tea, because I am sipping it right now as well, because I'm telling y'all, this is just hot water and lemon, but hey, it's all the same. Okay, now listen up. Now, the U.S. Senate passed a small business relief package, okay, you guys? So listen up if you have a small business. They have just approved on Tuesday a $480 billion, with a B, billion-dollar relief package, you guys. So it's not over. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You guys keep watching this news, and y'all keep feeling down. Ain't no money. Ain't no just panicking. Y'all heard what my sister said this morning. Just calm down and get more into the word. Miss Queen Elizabeth, Lord. Now, y'all know she's about to turn 94 years old. She turned 94 yesterday, and she had to cancel her birthday plans, y'all, due to the corona. Now, I just need to know what type of plans Miss Queen Elizabeth had at 94 that she had to go, she had to cancel her plans due to corona. She must have been throwing a DJ Khaled party or something like that. Now, 94, so I had to cancel my plans. Now, you guys, I know we're out here being safe. We are wearing our masks. We're wearing our gloves. We are washing our hands. Which I went to the grocery store for the first time without my gloves, and it felt way better than wearing these gloves and scared to touch light, scared to touch a steering wheel, scared to touch, it's just so much, just wash and sanitize your hands, but I did have on a mask, because right now, you guys, people are throwing their masks and their gloves just on the street, in the parking lot, in the gutters, and now it's becoming an environmental hazard. Come on, people. What? Come on. We can't stop one problem and start another. Why is you throwing your gloves on the ground anyway if it got the Rona? Could you please put your gloves and mask in a trash can, beautiful people, or leave it in your car until you get to a trash can? So we just started another problem, people. Make sure you pick up your mask and gloves. And I just want to, I don't know how I feel, but, you know, right now the U.S., sister, they're monitoring Kim Jong. You know, everybody over there trying to figure out what's going on over there. In Korea, but the leader just had a surgery and may be in some danger. So the U.S. has been, you know, keeping tabs on his health, child. So, you know, they just making sure he ain't able to push no button in that hospital bed. Okay, that's just how America thinks, and that's just what it is, beautiful people.
Wow.
I'm going to leave on some good news. I'm going to leave on some good news right now. There's a 16-year-old who is flying medical supplies to the hospital. This 16-year-old from Maryland, you guys, he is 16 in high school. He's in the 10th grade, two grades above my son over here, you guys, flying airplane, dropping off supplies. So we want to just send a special love to TJ Kim. That's his name, you guys. Just send prayers while he's flying precious cargoes to hospitals and things like that. He's 16. I wasn't
Where's
trying
he
to fly
from?
No plane at 16.
Where's he from?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, let's see. Where is he from?
He's from where?
Oh, he's from Maryland. He's a sophomore.
He's from Maryland.
He's from right there where you at somewhere, sister.
I didn't even know that it was legal for a kid to fly a plane. Jeez, I guess.
He is flying.
Wow, that's incredible. So let me ask you,
if you guys want to check out any pictures on that, just go on CNN. If you guys want to see the pictures of TJ Kim flying high with those supplies, you guys, CNN on Instagram.
Oh, wow. I mean, that was very interesting. Thank you so much. I want to know your thoughts about Georgia opening up in South Carolina, Florida and all.
Yeah, I was so hoping you were going to ask that. I said, Lord, please let it happen. And it
we have Dr. Rodica is going to be joining us, and she's in family practice. And she's got a couple of cases, and they ended up recovering, praise God for that. And I was just going to touch on some of this with her, but I wanted to know what you thought about it as far as them opening up prematurely.
Well, you know, it's crazy because I am from Georgia. I am originally a Georgia peach, honey, from Decatur. And I'm going to tell anybody from Georgia listening right now, if you don't say your hind part, if you really believe that your hair and your nails and that lineup is worth anything other than the $30, $40 that you pay for it, you are crazy. Okay, there's no way. See, people keep talking about the black folks dying faster, sis, but I really believe that it's because a lot of minorities are, I don't even want to call us minorities. I want to say a lot of African-American black people are in essential jobs. That's why we're dying faster. It's not the simple fact that we're black. It's the fact that we're the ones that's in the grocery stores, in the gas stations, delivering this pack. Like, it's a lot of us doing those essential jobs that certain other people do not do. So if y'all don't stay home, okay, and continue to twist and braid your own hair and continue to cook your food until the coast is clear. But for those who don't want to listen, I want y'all to go ahead and go on outside. Going on outside, I need to record every minute of it because I need to watch your whole adventure of outside and what happens.
Everybody is sitting and watching, Gina. Everybody else is sitting like, okay, all right, okay.
We are not doing that. I'm not going out Friday. Since Friday's in 2 days, there's absolutely no way you're going to catch me outside in no shop in 2 days from today. No, ma'am.
Yeah. Well, we are going to now introduce, because we, I mean, this is the talk right now. Everybody's talking about it. Yeah. Everybody, you know, this is like, if they wanted to change the, make it, what do you call that, exciting, you know, if the news was boring, this is now the most exciting thing right now, is that people are actually going to be going to beaches and getting massages and haircuts and fingernails. And you know people going to be driving over the board on the boards. Yeah. You know, anyway, I don't even know what to say about the foolery.
Don't come over here. Don't come this way. Anybody.
Yeah, don't come here. Well, you know, Virginia got y'all locked down. Y'all ain't going nowhere. Y'all Virginia governor is boss-like. He's like, I don't give a darn. I don't got to be light. Anybody got to have a call me again. But we're not going to be dying up around here on my watch. The president don't ever have to play golf with me ever again. He don't have to talk to me and none of his friends. But we are not.
He don't like how he played golf anyway.
And Maryland's governor says, you know what? The hell with this. I'm going to buy my own stuff.
I'm got to do my own thing right there, because y'all tripping. Y'all are totally tripping.
I don't care how much it costs me. My wife got a connection, and we about to get it, okay?
That's right.
All right. Well, listen, Dr. Rodica Malos is joining us, and she has a brand new book called Find Your Peace, which I love this book. You guys got to get it, especially during this time of transformation of the mind. It talks about your mind and how important your mind is and how it plays a role in your body and, you know, with sickness and things like that, and how to protect yourself. And just, I just ate this book up. Dr. Rodica, how are you?
I am great. Thank you for the question.
Oh, yes, sister. This is of course, me, Dr. Gina Prince, and then this is comedian, my co-host, Gina G. And so we're here with you and excited that you are joining us today, because we've been talking about the COVID-19, and we just want to know, first of all, we want to know, you are in family practice, right?
Yes, I am working with Good News Community Health Clinic in Portland, Oregon.
Okay. So you guys, do you guys have a small percentage of people? What is the level of the coronavirus that has affected the people there, and how many deaths have you had?
Well, I just want to know that here in Oregon, we are doing very well, actually.
Oh, good.
We have seen what happened in New York, what happened in Louisiana, what happened in all the states. In Oregon, we have fewer cases, and we hear that one or two cases, and I think we are doing great. But people with mild signs and symptoms, they do not go to the hospital, so they are treated at home. Like I mentioned.
You had two cases yourself. What was that experience like? They call you and then you talk to them over the phone?
Well, as you know, all the clinics are closed. So we have to follow the CDC and the state rules and regulations and recommendations. So we cannot do face-to-face visits. So we practice telemedicine and telehealth, like majority of clinics, and especially the community clinics and family practice. So our patients will call us, and they will tell us their signs and symptoms. So now our ears are open for the signs and symptoms that most people with coronavirus will have. So if they will report fever, fatigue, sore throat, dry cough, loss of smells, loss of taste, diarrhea, body aches, headaches, pink eye, it's like a red flag. Yeah, you probably have COVID-19 and you should stay home. Don't go anywhere. You isolate yourself and we will treat your symptoms. So if they have fever, we give them Tylenol based on how high the fever is. And then if they have breathing problems. And we know this disease starts from upper respiratory tract, as we called like sinuses, your pharynx are affected. So it goes through your nose, mouth, and eyes. And sometimes people have pink eye. And you can confuse that with conjunctivitis, but it's actually from this virus. So people start with upper respiratory infection. And if they are too long with that upper respiratory infection, then you try to treat them with antibiotics. This is what I did. I don't know what other doctors will do, but with this, two people that had terrible signs and symptoms, except shortness of breath. If they had shortness of breath, I would send them to the hospital. But mm-hmm. they didn't have the shortness of breath, which was very good. So they checked their oxygen level. The saturation of one of them had 97. I was pleased with that. Normally you need to have 100% or 99, let's say. But because the cough, because the congestion, because of the upper respiratory infection for 5 to 7 days, you think that that can be a secondary infection. I know Zithromax, for example, is not for viral infection. It's for bacterial infection. But if they have sinusitis for too long and they cough for 7 days or they have this discomfort and the fever is still high for about 5 days, then I start when they have fever 3 days. They take mm-hmm. Tylenol. They suppress that fever. But I give them the Zithromax just to help them with their upper respiratory. And sometimes that can be even placebo. If the patient is feeling better, you know, at this time, you'll use everything, you know. So I treated this patient with Zithromax and then Tylenol for fever and pain. And then I give them for cough, if they have that dry cough, that's happened, they create some spasms and then they create that pain on their chest. The ribs will hurt them. They have inflammation and it's so much discomfort. So I treat with Robitussin AC. I know this has some codeine in it. And we are against opioids. Our clinic has a policy. We don't prescribe opioids to people. We use everything we can, non-pharmacological intervention, OTC preps, just to avoid opioids and avoid narcotics. But in this situation, it's a unique situation, and people have this dry cough. If they have an episode of dry cough, they get to the point where they exacerbate so much they cannot breathe. And we want them to breathe well. So we give them Robitussin AC, and they had extremely, extremely good results. I receive texts every day. I feel better every day. I feel better today. One of the patients said, I monitor myself, and then I keep the track of the time, and I cannot wait for the 4 hours to pass to take my next dose of cough syrup. So I can prevent that coughing a lot and exacerbate the signs and symptoms. And then when you cough, you have terrible headache. And
wow.
You have already bad headache from mm-hmm. sinuses and from congestion. And some people develop even migraine. And what I do, I treat the migraine. Many people have once in a while a migraine. We don't know why, and they have it. But when they have this disease, they have terrible headaches. One of my patients said that my headache is so bad that I feel that my head is splitting apart. And another patient, I said, how bad is your headache? From 0 to 10, for example, on the pain scale. Mm-hmm. And he said, it's 10. Well, when I hear about pain of 10, again, you cannot give opioids. You cannot give narcotics. You don't even know if they help or not. And people
right.
try to take, for example, Tylenol, and they go over the border. Like I asked one of my patients, how much did you take? And she said, I took 1,500 milligrams and didn't
wow.
touch it. And I said, wow, that is too much. Let's back up. So, so what I do, that is, again, my own way of approaching. I'm asking God to give me wisdom to treat these people well so they don't end up in the emergency room on the ventilators. So
yeah, because Dr. Rodica, nobody really knows. It's everybody's trial and error at this moment, and it's just, you know, everybody is just trying to fill it out. So when you're seeking God about that, when you're seeking God about that, what you have prescribed actually was able to, well, however you were able to treat them, glory to God, they were able to recover. And so now you guys are one of the, you guys are one of the states that are not heavily hit. So when you guys start reopening again, and I don't know if you guys are talking about that, but when you do slowly start opening again, what does that look like for your practice? Because you'll be one of the people, I'm sure, that they're open. You know, are you guys prepared with testing and things like that?
Well, we can see there is a discussion about opening. And I know the governor, Mrs. Brown, she is working on being very precautious about it. Mm-hmm. And they don't hurry up to reopen, but I can see people don't have patience, because in our state, like, I went Sunday outside, we kind of like take a drive, you know, to see what's going on in the city. We cannot gather, we cannot, but we want to see, you know, what happened in our city. So we went to downtown, and we had the Frontwater Trail, and it was almost full of people walking. They were not like, you know, like two, three people walking. They were enjoying the sun, and they were outside relaxing. And, again, keeping that social distance is a big thing.
Yeah.
And, but just my view on that is there are a few things. We have some hope based on some studies that were done. One was in California. That is the University of Southern California. They discovered that 2.8 to 5.6 of adult population has antibody. So that means 221,000 to 442,000. They had the antibody. So the antibody seroprevalence was total confirmed, that was 28.55 times higher than they had confirmed like COVID-19 positive. So what that means, people in the community have already developed the protection, the antibody. So they have been infected. They didn't have symptoms, or they have mild symptoms. And, you know, when people have a little bit of fever, a little bit of cough, a little bit of pain, a little bit of headache, say, well, I have a cold. I had this 3 years ago. I had this 5 years ago. I have that every year. Or maybe it's some allergy. Or maybe it's just you know. So people, when they stay, like with my patients, if they had fever for 3-4 days, didn't go down, and then the symptoms got worse, like coughing, and the headache went up to 10 on the pain scale. Now they know it's a very serious thing, and they need to get on with medication and treat every symptoms so they can recover well, and then they go back in the community after they are clear. But what I want to say, this is a hope. With this study that was done in L.A. County, the scientists discovered or proved that the population is developing antibody. So they are protected, even though they didn't go to the hospital. They were not on ventilators. They didn't have severe signs and symptoms. But in the community, they developed these signs and symptoms. So probably pretty soon we'll have 60% of the population is pretty much like immunized naturally. You have natural immunization here. So I think this gives us hope. I did read another study in New York that was done at the Presbyterian Allen Hospital. And what they did between March 22 and April 4, they had pregnant women. So they have 215 pregnant women, and they tested 211. They did a nasopharyngeal test, and then 210 from those pregnant women who delivered babies, they were positive for COVID-19, and they were asymptomatic. They didn't have any signs and symptoms. So that tells me people develop, that we don't have to wait for the vaccines to be developed, because that will take a long time and maybe will not work for everybody and may have some side effects in the long run. We trust science. We love science. God gives people wisdom to develop science. God is the right. creator of science. So
exactly.
We know that. Dr.
Rodica, I wish we had more time, but I got to get the name of your book and where everybody can follow you and where they can purchase your book. This has been so amazing. I love when you come on. It's just never enough time because you're so informative. Tell everybody where they can purchase your book, first of all.
About my book, the Find Your Peace, it's Supernatural Solutions Beyond Science for Fear, Anxiety and Depression. I want to tell you that I was inspired to write this book 15 years ago. I didn't know that this book is for such a time as this. People live in fear, and fear paralyzes people, but fear, just for people to know, we cannot afford to have fear now, because when we have fear, the immune system is going down. So our immunity is extremely important this time of the year and for the years to come, because if our immune system is compromised, we cannot fight this disease. So fear is extremely, extremely dangerous at this time. And I can tell people, say, why fear? Well, when you have fear, your cortisol level goes up and your brain, and then cortisol will reduce your immunity, will affect the immunity so bad. So we need to be very strong now and believe God, anchor our faith in God. And we need to know who God is for us. And I can tell you that if it was not for God, we will have a catastrophic disease in this country. The outcome will be catastrophic. This virus is so aggressive, killing people. And you can see around the world, it's a disaster.
Dr. Rodica, where can they follow you to buy this book? And where can they follow you on social media?
Well, this book is available on Amazon. People just can Google Find Your Peace, or can Google my name, rodicamalos.com. So they can just my name, like Rodica Malos. So that's the place where they can get
connected. So you can go on Rodica, RodicaMalos.com. We love you so much, Dr. Rodica. We can have you on for days and days. You got so much information. Listen, you guys, we got to cut now. We're running out of time. Live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. Until next time, loving you. This has been Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Thank you. Bye-bye.